they're coming back home. We're coming back. We're getting back together. But we have to, sometimes we just have to stop and slow down. Sometimes we just have to grab those reins and draw them in and say, whoa to life. We need to slow down and be thankful. I talked about last week that we should always be year-round in a state of thankfulness, thankful to God for everything He does for us. But I just look here and I see like Justin and I see all the different ones that have come back, Caitlin and Cassidy, that have come back home from school to be back part of their family. And I think about my family as they're going to be coming for Thanksgiving. That time where we just have a lot of joy, a lot of laughter. We get to kid around. We get to catch up on everybody's fast-paced life. Because everybody's got something going on. And we, too, have a lot going on in our lives. Whether it's fighting illness, just trying to make ends meet with our bills, just living. Am I right? Just think about it. We are just doing everything we can for ourselves, but there's one person that we should be thanking for the way that everything does come together, and that's the Lord. I can't think of another person that is so instrumental to me for where I am today. Because I look back where I was 3 years ago, I was ignorant to the fact that I was going to be doing what I was going to be doing right now. I was completely ignorant of it. I thought that I had everything planned out, and I was thankful for where I was because I had people that loved me, that brothers and sisters from another church that loved me, and we served together. Just 3 years ago, God really brought it to in perspective for me this week, what I really was thankful for. Let's look in the Bible in Philippians 4, starting with verse 4. Philippians 4, 4 through 7. The Bible says, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Boy, sometimes don't we forget that? We get so fast and going so strong in our lives that we forget that He is coming back and it's going to be soon. Let's continue. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you'll experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. You know, gratitude to God should accompany all of our prayers, shouldn't it? A true prayer is not what it should be if there's not some thankfulness going on. Thanking God for yesterday, thanking God for the day before, and thanking God for what He provides for today. You know, a lot of times we get caught up in praying for things in the future, don't we? We want things, we'd like to see things come to fruition, things that we would like to experience, and so we start praying for them. But we're not guaranteed those days, are we? All we're really guaranteed is it right now. Is if you're here today and you're hearing my words that the Lord has given me, this is the moment that you're living in. This is the moment we should be thankful for. Just look around. Look at the person who's sitting next to you. Look at the brothers and sisters in Christ that are around you. How much we have to be thankful for. You know, I didn't emphasize enough last week about Claudia and I's blessing. 2 years ago, the Lord called me into the ministry, and I tell you, I was scared to death. I remember the first time that I stood up here, my knees and hands were shaking so much that I think this podium just about, I think I broke some of these wells. Because I was so, woo! My voice was shaking, my body was shaking from the inside out. And I looked out at y'all and all I saw was smiles. I knew you were praying for me. You know, it's been said, and it says it in the scripture, that God, when God calls you, He supplies. He provides you with everything that you're going to need. Well, I tell you what, I am living testimony to that fact. If He could take a knucklehead like me and call him to the ministry to share the gospel to the world, just think what He can do with you. I mean, really, y'all, if you just think about it, if He can use me, what can He do with you if you turn your life over to Him? It would be miraculous. I tell you, because it was a miracle for me. How you took me in, and I thought that where I came from, no one could love me as much as they did. No one could care for me and my family as much as where I was. And it was a little sad because I didn't know who you were. I didn't know the provision that God was going to give me. I didn't know the ultimate blessing of you in my life. It was overwhelming to me, the love that I and acceptance that I got from you. You are the biggest blessing in my life. Next to the Lord Himself and my wife and my children. God bless me beyond measure. That's what I'm thankful for this morning. I'm thankful for you. I tell you, God took, well, clap for yourself because that's where this message is going, I'm telling you. God has allowed me to serve in a place of love. You know, there's a lots of places that I could be today, and I probably would not be received very well. Just look at me. There's lots of people that go, oh my gosh. Look at that redneck up there. What anything good could this man possibly have to say that would interest me? But God had a plan. He sent me here. Y'all could have rejected me. You could. You could have rejected God's plan. You could have said, you know what? We really had somebody totally different in mind. Why couldn't the things have stayed the way they were? Why do things have to change? I'll tell you why. Because God has a plan. God has a plan for everybody's life. I thought I knew what God's plan was for me. I really did. You may think that you know everything about what you're going to be doing this next year. You may have it all planned out. You may have everything written. You may even have it written down, say, this is my goals, this is what I'm going to do. Guess what? When you start talking to God, when you turn those plans over to God, a lot of times they get turned upside down, don't they? I'm talking about He just throws them in a box and rattles them up and then throws them at you and says, here you go, this is what we're going to do. It's up to you to say, man, God, thank you so much for giving me more than I ever, ever could have possibly dreamed of. It's allowing God to speak through you. It's allowing God to work through you and be thankful for what He's doing. I tell you, I found it a little bit hard to be thankful the last couple of days. I started what should have been a 2-hour job of installing a door for Claudia and myself in our house. It's pre-hung door. It's all I had to do was stick it in there. But the devil tested me every single step of the way. Everything I tried, I was trying to be thankful. I hit my hand, my finger with right off the bat, bam. I hit my finger, and it's purple. I'm on wine. I was thinking, this is just not going to go good. And sure enough, it didn't. 2 days later, I finally get it in, and with enough caulk to float a battleship, it looks halfway decent. But that door's in there, by crack, and I'm telling you, I am thankful that it's in. I am thankful to God that I don't even have to look at it anymore. It's done. He provided even when I had my doubts, because I'm sitting there going, well, these people that built this house, they must have been drunk. Because the doorway isn't even a regular size opening. So I gotta either make the opening bigger or I gotta make the door littler. I did both. And I was thankful. Claudia's looking at it and she says, well, maybe you ought to do this, maybe you ought to do that. And I said, well, babe, I've already committed myself to going this direction. I'm already on my way to doing it this way, and I'm going to cut the door off. And I know what she was thinking. Oh, here we go. Now we're going to have to buy another door, because it's not going to work now. But God, thankful to Him that He gave me enough wisdom to do it. Even when I didn't have enough to do it, I didn't think I had enough wisdom in me to get it done. Thankful for what God does. Thankful for your love and thankful for your acceptance of me as your pastor. I tell you, that's enough about me though. What are you thankful for this morning? What is it that God has done for you? Has He brought someone into your life this year that wasn't there last year? Maybe your family has been kind of going 10 million directions, and now you're back together. Maybe you've been sick or you've had surgery and God has healed you or is in the process of healing you. What are you thankful for this morning? What has God done for you this year that you can say, man, thank you, God, and you can share it with all of us? Brad, have you got a microphone? Does it work? Not yet.
2, 3.
There you go.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to pass the microphone around, and you just raise your hand. If you've got something this morning that you're thankful to God for, I want you to get the microphone and
Mike
let her read.
Mic test 2, 3. Ladies first.
Besides my family, I'm thankful that my daughter.
This is my life right here.
Amen.
This is why I am the man I am today. And without her, I'm nothing. And without Jesus, I'm nothing. And together, they make a pretty good team to keep me straight.
That's right. That's good.
Amen. Who's next?
Who are you thankful for? What are you thankful for?
Y'all are going to be blessed here. We don't get this very often.
Listen.
I don't know if it's a blessing or not. But I'm thankful for everything that I've received this year. Everything is a gift from God. Thankful for a loving wife, a loving family, a loving church family, a loving pastor. I'm thankful for everything that I have received.
Amen. That's a lot of words from him, y'all.
Yeah. Never wants to get behind the microphone, and he did it.
be at the Lord's house today to worship. I'm thankful for my loving wife. I'm thankful for a good surgeon and quick healing. Fixed to be back at work.
Amen.
I'm thankful for the many blessings good Lord's given us. And I'm thankful for all of our church family.
All right.
Amen.
Anybody else thankful?
Yeah.
Here's one.
Yeah. Here's one.
Here's one.
You know, well, my wife has been going through a lot of tests and stuff and didn't know what was bothering her. And she's been through just about everything you could imagine. They've tested. They hadn't found anything. So I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
You know, I told you a week ago or something that I was being tested.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was. There was some things going on between, you know, my truck, but people was trying to fix it, and everything kind of got ugly because some things wasn't going right, and I had to give that to God. You know, you always hear, give it to God, you know, get your hands off of it. But I was down on my knees praying, and the Holy Spirit just reminded me that you can't only just give it to God, but you have to give him your thought. Because every time I thought of my situation, I became angry. So I had to give my thought to God. And I stayed there on my knees praying for a long time. And that next day, everything worked out fine. So
amen.
I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit even speaks to me, you know, and keeps me in the right direction. And thank you, Pastor, for this
amen.
Church.
And you. Amen. Thank you. Yeah, you have to leave it there. When you give it to God, you got to leave it.
All right. Oh, okay.
Ladies first.
I have a lot to be thankful for. The main thing I'm thankful for is the Lord's patience with me. Because I've rebelled multiple times since my salvation.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, at least once or twice.
I don't believe that.
A couple times.
Nobody does that, do they? Just every single day?
But I'm really thankful for his patience and the mercy he has bestowed upon me. And I'm thankful for my husband and his patience. Because he's definitely patient with me. And my children, and for my youngest son to move back close to home. And cause he was living out of state, and I was always worried about him. And as my baby boy, you know, and the Lord brought him back.
Amen.
That's wrong, Brad. I just want to thank the Lord for this people of this church. I want to just mention a few. Sully and Chris. Tell you what, guys, it always says we had a sermon not too long ago about having a mentor. Sully, I love you, brother.
Amen.
Because Steve, I love you, brother. Pastor Lynn, Brad, all the men of this church, we all have our shortcomings and we all have our downfalls. I want to thank God for this beautiful three-year-old son that he gave me, and I want to thank God for my beautiful wife. I want to thank God for Wendell Little. I want to thank each. If I forget a name, you guys forgive me for that, but I'm going to tell you something. It's easy to stand up here and give thanks to God when things are going good.
That's right.
What I'm learning and what God's teaching me is you just got to keep on thanking him.
That's
even
it.
When things aren't going. Because I know somewhere in here this morning there's somebody that's looking at me going, man, Danny, you don't have nothing but to be thankful for. You've got a beautiful wife, a beautiful family, a great church family. You're in the band. But I tell you what, guys, I'm being tested today. I'm being tested right now like I never have before, but I just wanted to say this to everybody. Keep giving thanks, because if you don't, that's when we get in trouble. So I just want to say thank God for allowing me to be here this morning. I appreciate you, each and every one here.
Amen. What are you thankful for?
About 100 million things I'm thankful for. I'm still waking up every morning.
Amen. On this side.
On this side. Yeah. Yeah. It gets hard sometimes. And sometimes I think, why me? And then I read about the little 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
And that family that he's just buried a child.
Puts things in perspective.
And mine becomes a fly speck. I mean, it really does. It just becomes a fly speck. It puts things in perspective. I could hold this microphone for 14 hours and never be able to tell y'all how thankful I am.
Sit down, Brad.
Yeah. Pull up a chair, Hoss. It's fixing to get good. Yeah. But I'm just very, very thankful for doctors, for research, for medicine, for the fact that God let this thing be found early. And even though sometimes I get depressed and down about it, I still know it's going to be okay. Tanya has been with me as my best friend for several years, and she's been with me through so very many things that I'll never have another good friend like her. And I just want y'all to know that it don't matter how bad it gets, Thelma and Louise will ride again.
Amen.
Well, most of all, I want to thank my husband. He's been good to me and took care of me. And Sally, she's taken me to doctor's appointments, cooked for me. And, you know, you think you're loved, but you really know you're loved when you need people. And, you know, it's hard to just need someone. That's the last thing you want is to ever need someone.
Have someone to have to do something for you.
Yes, for you.
That's
it's
right.
Hard when you can't do it all. And, you know how people love you. Claudia cooked for me. For us, and I'm thankful every day, and it's just so loving to know that somebody loves you enough to take time out of their day to help you out. So I feel like, you know, I may have had this surgery and it's gone really, really good, and I'm really thankful, but you know, I think I was really blessed to see how many people love you and take care of you. So
that's right. Amen.
First of all, I want to thank God for saving my soul, because as some of y'all know, Brad knows, I wasn't a real good fella back in my younger days. But I want to thank God for this church and this church family, because they have helped us in the recent months get through some tough times. And the good Lord's blessed me with two grandchildren, one here and one on the way.
Amen.
But I want y'all to know I love every one of y'all and thank God for y'all. But most of all, I want to thank God for my wife for standing by me through all this. Thank y'all.
Amen. Who else is thankful?
How y'all doing? I know what you mean by the shakes. I think this is going to be the year that goes down that I actually met the Lord.
Amen.
I know that by the fact that a couple weeks ago I gave my last dime in tithing and didn't know how I was going to eat the whole week. And the whole week I ate better that whole week for lunch than I'd ever eaten. I know that God has watched me and seen me throughout my life, and because of the hardships that I've had, He has seen to give me two of His most gracious spirits in my children. Danielle, you are a blessing. Alicia, you are the kindest heart that I know. And it's because of God that
Amen.
I have this. Thank you.
I think Sharon had her hand up. Did you have your hand up? Oh.
I'm just thankful for the house that we are in right now. That God has constructed it for a reason, and that we're all in here, and a lot of us have stayed here through trial and tribulation, and that's because of our belief in God and what He can do for us and what He sees in us and what our future will be under His leadership. I thank you for our leadership. I thank you for our young people, because
Amen.
Without that, this church wouldn't be here, and they are our future. I'm thankful for Ryan, Zach, Lacey, Jenny, Aslan, Ashley, those are my kids, and their future's here, and I'm glad that they've put them in this house.
Amen. What are you thankful for? Anybody else thankful? Be thankful you can get up. That's a good one.
Yeah. Some days it's pretty tough. I'm thankful for all the obvious things. My beautiful wife that's been with me for 45 years, or I put up with me for 45 years, and y'all that know me very well know that she's had a challenge. Mark, stop. Sometimes I'm kind of difficult to deal with, but...
No, come on.
Mark? I need to thump him on the head.
He's not wanting you to agree, Mark. He's just making a general statement.
But anyway, y'all can't imagine how much I love this church and love the people in it and pray for y'all, worry about y'all. I know we're not supposed to worry, but I guess it's a fine line between worrying and just thinking and being concerned. Love Lynn to death. I probably scared him to death the first day he walked in the church when I met him, but...
He's a big guy, isn't he?
He didn't know what he was getting into.
All the elders were huge. They were all, you know, way old, taller than me. I'm only 6, and they're like 6'5 to 6'11. I don't know. They're huge, you know, and it was a little intimidating the first day.
But anyway, I just love all y'all to death, and I just thank God for this church. But the most important thing, I thank God for Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Thank God for His grace, His love, and the faith that we can have in Him, that no matter how bad it gets, how we feel, we know He's standing beside us to prop us up. And sometimes that's a pretty good job for some of us, because bad things happen and we need a lot of propping, kind of like them steers that Brad was talking about. It's leaning against the rail in the sail barn.
Yep.
God helped us get it back in the middle of the ring.
Yeah, you know, a year ago, there's some of y'all that are sitting here that weren't here a year ago. And we're thankful that all of y'all are here today. It's just a blessing that you're here to worship with us. Anybody else? Anybody else thankful? I know. I just want to give everybody a chance to... Come on up, kids.
While these kids are coming up, I want to give what I'm thankful for. And, of course, that's first and foremost my Lord and Savior. My prayer each morning as my second foot hits the floor is thank you, Lord, for allowing me to wake up.
Amen.
And then go on about my day. But my prayer each night as I lay down, I say, thank you, Lord, for giving me the ability to do what I do each day, whatever that may be, wherever that may be. I thank you for my wife that puts up with all of the stuff that I do for everybody else. I thank Him for giving me the family, and not just my close family, a beautiful daughter, a couple of stepdaughters that have got some awesome kids that I got to get to call my grandkids. I've got a real good family there, but then I've also got a good family here. Amen. I've got a good church family. And this house, this little barn that we've built, that we're still working on, that we're still trying to make better, houses that family. It's not just a church, because the church is not just a building. It's the people that's in it. And I'm thankful for that. I'm also thankful for my work family, that they keep me kind of in line about everybody else's life and how they live it. And I'm thankful for their ups and downs, and they're good and bad to say, hey, look, you've got it good, or, you know, you need to step up a little bit. I'm thankful for all of that. The leadership in the church, of course, Brother Lynn doing what he does day in, day out. You know, we pay him to come up here on Sunday morning, but his job is daily working for this church, praying for each and every one of us. And I thank you for that, Brother Lynn. Okay, we're going to turn it over to these kids here just a little bit. Y'all need to make a little room now. We don't mind pulling these chairs out of the way.
the kiddos have been working on this for two or three Sundays, right, Jenny and Lacey and Shelley, all of y'all over here. They wrote on here some of the things that they're thankful for. And I guess we'll start with Luke over here. Oh, okay, good. It says, my name's Aubrey, and I'm thankful for my grandmother. Does he have another one? Did he have another one, Daniel? Yeah, okay. It says, my name is Luke, and I'm thankful for my family. Can you hold that for Shelley, please, till she gets it up there? Okay, Alicia, what are your saying? Hold on.
My name is Alicia, and I am thankful for families and friends. Family and friends.
My name is Katrina. I'm thankful for life, family, and friends.
This one says, my name is Landry. I'm thankful for my house. My name is Lena. I am thankful for cows, horses, pigs, and my family.
This one says, my name is Hannah. I'm thankful for family and trust in the Lord.
I'm thankful for my mommy.
Oh, amen.
My name is Wyatt. I am thankful for cows, chickens, mice, pigs, and all of the animals. I am thankful for everything.
Amen. That's good.
My name is Waylon. I am thankful for God, food, Jesus, and my family.
This is Colt, and he says,
I'm thankful for my dad.
All right.
And this one's for Russ, and it says, I'm thankful for Emily.
Oh.
This is Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Anybody else? Oh, Gentry.
For my baby birthday.
Oh.
My name is Logan. I am thankful for cows.
Thankful for cows.
My name is Taylor, and I'm thankful for God. This one says, my name is Jason, and I'm thankful for my life. My name is Corey Brown. I'm thankful for my family, friends, and also my pets in life.
My name is Maggie. I'm thankful for family.
My name is Emily, and I'm thankful for my family and friends.
Russ? And, I don't have a feather, but I'm thankful for all of you. I wasn't in this church 5 minutes the first time we came, but I just knew I was home. And I'm just so thankful for all the friendships and sweet people that y'all are. And thank you so much for being my friend. We're glad Amen. We're here.
Amen. I'm thankful for all those little kids. Anybody else, now that you had a chance to think about it, is anybody else have anything you want to be thankful for that you want to say it out loud?
Good morning. I am thankful because I've been here from the beginning of the church. We started with five different people wanting to bring a cowboy church to this area. And I've been here when we started with the old house. And just from the beginning, But what I'm thankful for is the Lord is blessing this church.
Amen.
They are so many good people that are here. I've watched them progress. They're good leaders. We are thankful for all the leaders that we have here. The women are just outstanding. They've taken over. And as you can see, we've got a lot of young people coming to church, and that's the way they start learning from the beginning. And, of course, there's a lot of people that haven't been to church, but they've come here and now are a part of our family. And this church means so much to me because I've just watched it grow, and the good Lord's blessed me, and I plan on being here a little more and watch it grow further.
Amen.
Thank you.
You got to get in front of the crowd. Come on. Come on.
Oh, that's cold.
Yeah, it is. But she loves me anyway. All right, turn around here. Now, you ready?
This one says, my name is Maverick Zan, and I love and I'm thankful for my family and Jesus.
Read it.
God's love endures forever. Psalms 105.
There you go.
Amen.
All right. Anybody else? Really? All right. Roll with it.
Okay. This is really weird. I can hear myself. I just want to say I'm thankful for the church family. College gets extremely stressful, and it's nice to come home and be with y'all and feel so loved and everything. Thankful for my parents, even though you get on my nerves sometimes. I'm thankful for you.
No. Parents get on their kids' nerves. No. Yeah.
Never. No. Especially him, not him. Of course, right? I'm thankful for people that have taken me under and given me like grandparents that really love me. I'm thankful for friends that I've met through college. And like I said, I'm thankful for y'all in this church. And like Sully, I've been here since the beginning, and I hope to be here even more. Thank you, Brother Lynn.
Amen. Amen. We are so blessed. We are all blessed. Whether you, somebody else, who? Oh, Mike's got something. We are all blessed. Whether we get the microphone or not, we're brave enough to do it.
I'm thankful for this church and this church family. I'm thankful for the band.
Amen.
I'm thankful for the three ladies when they get up there and sing. How I feel like that I'm hearing a taste of just heaven and what three angels up there singing. And I'm thankful that I'm married to one of them. And I'm thankful for my daughter. I'm thankful for the guys in the band and all the effort that you guys do. Pastor Lynn, I'm really thankful for you. I'm thankful for the sermons that you give on Sunday, and I know everybody here hears them, but I'm really thankful for the Bible studies that you do on Wednesday night. You put so much into those, and you do such a good job. And if anybody's, you know, not going on Wednesday night or not able to go, if you can find a way to be here, I mean, it's a real blessing. And I really appreciate how much I'm learning about God's Word from your Bible studies and how much they mean to me.
Amen. Thank you. Here's one up in front.
I'm just thankful for now and for the now I have in every relationship here with my husband, with my children, the relationships around me, because now I can see everlasting in everything. And God has given me that eyesight. So I'm so thankful for God giving me eyes that can see, ears that can hear, and for His love and for the love of my church family. Thank you.
Amen. Anybody else? Okay, here's one. We got time, y'all.
I'm thankful for my health. I don't seem to have any aches and pains like somebody else over here does.
Who, Wendell? Are you talking about Wendell? Oh, you're talking about, oh, my.
I'm thankful for every day I get out of bed. And I'm thankful for the church standing by me when God took my son. I couldn't have got through it without y'all.
Amen.
And I thank God for getting me through it. And I thank this church.
Amen. Anybody else?
Yep. Well, Cassidy kind of brought it up, and I'm going to touch on it just a little bit. The young lady that's sitting beside Cassidy is a friend of hers from college. Little girl is an answer to prayers. Because, and I don't mind telling you, and Cassidy, I won't embarrass her a little bit, college is tough.
It is.
Cassidy was needing a little help in one class. Met that young lady, needed the exact same thing. They're studying together, working together. Thank you, Haley. Appreciate it.
Amen.
Answer to prayers right there, I guarantee you.
Anybody else? Going, gone. See, I tell you, how many of y'all, I just got a question to ask. How many of y'all a year ago were not here? 1 year from now, stand up if you would. Just stand up right quick. If you were not here a year ago. Good night. Look at that, y'all. Oh, God's good. We're so glad that God sent y'all here. I just can't tell you from the bottom of my heart how much you richly blessed this family that we all belong to. Somebody else have one? Any other? All right. Well, I tell you what. Let's thank the Lord. Everybody remove your covers and let's go to the Lord in prayer and thanking Him for our many blessings. God, we just come to you this morning, Father, with a thankful heart. How you take care of us all year long, every day, in every situation. When we stick our necks out when we shouldn't, you protect it. Father, when we say things we shouldn't, you correct us. When we make bad decisions, Father, you help us. You just hold us in your hands and keep us from harm. Just thank you, God, that for the protection that we receive every second of the day. I thank you, Lord, for the love that we receive from you every second of the day. How it's unconditional, no matter how bad we are, no matter where we go, where we take our bodies. And our spirits, Lord, you're there with us. You're there to meet our needs and to take care of us. Even in the darkest hours of our life, you're there. For shedding the light that you give into each and every one of us, the love and the caring and the grace that we enjoy through the giving of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died in our place. God, I hate that he had to die for me, but I'm so glad he did. We just thank you for sending him. We just thank you that you loved us enough, Lord, that you gave us a way out, a way to have salvation and fellowship with you. We love you. We thank you. And we just ask you, Lord, to put a hedge of protection around each and every family, Lord. You continue to meet the needs. I pray, Father, that your kingdom would continue to grow in a mighty way in spite of ourselves. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I hope y'all have a blessed day today. I hope y'all have a great Thanksgiving.